Welcome to another episode of our podcast here at WorkPath. In this series of conversations, we're talking about some of the biggest challenges organizations are facing around defining goals, aligning around goals, and in general, managing their organization and activating your teams around their company strategy. So in the last two episodes, we were already talking a lot about those challenges in general and about how difficult it already is to get clear outcomes, goals and target states, target outcomes that everyone in the organization understands in a very high quality throughout the entire organization, right? So how do you get to a state where everyone knows why they come to work and what kind of outcomes they are pursuing with their work, how their outcomes that they're contributing to contribute to the bigger picture of what the company is going for and what the company strategy looks like. So I think that's a good start into that series of conversations. And if you haven't listened to that episode yet, I recommend taking a look and scrolling up that list here in our podcast. Today, we're going to talk about alignment, which is, I think, one of the biggest challenges in the context of strategy execution, of strategic planning and collaboration. Of course, it always starts with clarity and quality of goals, of target outcomes. But then it is impossible to achieve your goals if you do not manage to align yourself, if you do not manage to coordinate all teams you need around your strategy and make the overall strategy execution a smooth and running process. So therefore, I invite our product manager, Isabel Stahl, because she and her team actually every day work on that kind of challenge or these kind of challenges. So Isabel, great to have you. Maybe you can briefly introduce yourself to our listeners.
Hi, my name is Isabel. And I'm already a product manager for 5 years plus in B2B. And when I joined WorkPath, I immediately jumped on the alignment topic because for me, it was quite obvious why it's that important. And it's a very interesting topic to speak about efficient collaborations, because for me, that's key to success if it comes to strategy execution.
Awesome. Again, thanks for being here. Great to have you. Before we start into the conversation, I'd like to remind you as a listeners to follow us on whatever platform you're listening our podcast to on. Of course, if the platform allows that, you can leave a good review. That's always helpful for us, and we appreciate any kind of feedback. So thank you again, and then let's start into it. Isabel, it seems like organizational alignment is one of the oldest challenges in business and in any company. So why do we have to speak about this? Why is the challenge of alignment maybe more important or bigger than ever? And how do you look at alignment? Like, if that's the core business of what your team is doing, maybe also how do you define organizational alignment?
Yeah, okay. So alignment for me is a state of agreement and transparency. And in the context of an organization, it's a process to improve collaboration across different areas to streamline your business efforts. So we all experienced missing alignment and the moments when you would like to have the information at the right time to make better decisions. We all experienced it. Information was missing. It took us way more time and energy to achieve what we wanted to achieve. Or sometimes a collaboration, if all parties knew about what we're trying to achieve, would have get us to the place way faster. So without well-aligned teams, you cannot collaborate efficient, and it makes everything much harder reaching your outcome. And it costs us more time, energy, and time is money. So this is also like why it is important. So if I go a bit deeper into that, why is it important right now? Why do we speak about it now? And that's basically everything changes so fast, and organizations need to be flexible and also change fast. The team structures change also that quickly. So you add more levels horizontally and vertically, you get hybrid structures, and with that, you introduce cross-functional teams and cross-functional priorities. And the challenge in that is just naturally, if the change is that fast, like information gets lost, the usual flow of information is not working anymore. There's context missing for important decisions. Even worse, it happens that teams get blocked along the way, and it takes a lot of time to unblock them. There's also like HBR states that frustration and conflicts among the teams delay the progress about 38% of the time. And I think that's a message. So yeah, if the parties in your organization or the teams and units are not aligned, they quickly run into frictions, and that affects the execution, which is what I mean with efficiency. Everything takes way longer than it has to be. So alignment done right can be very powerful. And actually, there's a cool research from LSA Globals. It's called Organizational Alignment Research. And it states that highly aligned companies grow revenue 58% faster and that they are 72% more profitable. So this is what I mean with efficiency. And other statistics also state that 10% of a company's spending is wasted on misalignment on average. So why is alignment important gets pretty clear now, I would say. It's important that everyone runs into the same direction without being blocked, and teams need to be independent in making decisions and finding collaborations to reach outcomes more efficient to save you a lot of time and money.
So you state some very relevant research and numbers that actually show that organizational misalignment is one of the biggest sources of frustration, but also of organizational waste, of resource waste. It takes away growth opportunities, but it also costs speed, all right? So go to market speed and time to market is something that we talk a lot about with our customers. Alignment is probably the number one challenge in the context of these organizational aspects. So you already touched upon it a little bit, stating that organizations are changing so much more today. And I can get a sense that because of that change, because of that increasing frequency and magnitude of change, basically the alignment challenge multiplies. But again, what do you say? Like, why is alignment so hard? And why do you think, does it feel like it increasingly gets difficult?
That's a good question. With the change of structures in organizations, there's a general shift from stable and centralized to fluid and decentralized teams. So they cannot rely on reporting lines anymore. And this is why the challenge of alignment gets multiplied. Remember when I spoke about horizontal and vertical levels that were added? And it's not only about speaking within your unit, aligning in your unit. It is also about aligning in all the new levels that were added, knowing that they're there, right? So this actually leads to a lack of transparency. What are others doing? Who do I need to talk to if it comes to collaborations? But also, since these processes are not a thing that you introduce and bam, everyone follows it, everyone understood it, specifically in large organizations, there is a tendency that teams implement their own systems of communication. So you have to streamline them back together and keep everyone on the same table. And this can be quite challenging. It's also like bringing them back together over and over again is hard, and it's like a lot of organization. And you will start to introduce new processes, and usually in the beginning, when you're not sure what to do and how to do it, these processes can take weeks. And in the beginning, having this new process that takes a lot of time doesn't even mean that it's efficient already and that collaboration is working already. So it's a thing of learning. And also, since the time is not stopping, like the changing is not stopping and growing is not stopping, it's not enough to introduce one time a process. The process needs to be flexible and adapt with your growth.
Makes sense. I think a lot of our listeners can relate very much to what you're describing here. We just talked to a large manufacturer that comes from a world where they had product life cycles or planning life cycles, you have to say, of 7 years, where just the planning and just aligning different functions already takes a significant part of that time. And that's all before like go to market and before launching the product. So this again shows how much costs, how many billions of euros are actually tied and still flowing into that process. Very, very big cost factor. Isabel, you and your team talk with companies and try to understand their perspective on organizational alignment on a daily basis. And your team builds solutions for that. So how would you describe a good future state? What would it look like for teams? Or if you zoom out, how does it look like if an organization overall is well aligned and you would say they have a good alignment process?
So yeah, this is basically what we are all about outcome-centered and flexible organizations. It's not about hierarchies keeping those, and actually that's one of the biggest blockers that we see when talking to our customers. It is really about outcomes, what are they about, and how can teams collaborate to reach them. So it's a question about what we align around and not about who to talk with right now. So with these fast-changing structures nowadays, alignment around outcomes is way more efficient than if you focus on structures, since these are constantly changing and get more complex all the time. So it's a big chance to keep the speed you need if you align around the right thing, align around outcomes. These alignment systems need to be adjusted with your growing process, as I said, so that's something flexible and not something that you set in stone one time. And this is why decentralization is key for us. Teams need to be empowered to work autonomously, to be able to find collaborations on their own, set them up, resolve blockers upfront. Because nowadays, teams need to be highly focused during execution. And we spoke with teams and they said if there was not a great alignment in the beginning, the execution gets bumpy. So this is why it's so important that the teams are enabled and empowered to handle this themselves. And they need to be confident about it, because it's not that you start with a plan and then it simply works out. No, that's not how it works in reality. They need to be empowered to react to changes during these cycles of execution. They need to be empowered to react to priority changes, because that's agility that we're always talking about. And all of this is important to keep your speed and be adaptable nowadays.
So if I understand you correctly, you suggest to almost introduce a new organizational layer where teams from different areas, from different functions, focus on key outcomes they need to align around, and where this alignment layer or this outcome layer where you focus on those business outcomes becomes more important, more dominant than the structural layer. Yeah, then whom do I belong to from a reporting line or a budget or an org structure perspective? Would that be a good description of what you're suggesting here?
Yes, exactly. Because with this new layer around outcomes, you avoid running into frictions whenever you change your structure. And since the change is happening more often, you have to change your team levels, your hierarchies, and general the setup in your company more often. And if team would be aligned around those structures, whenever you change, you have to introduce a new system. And it's like a lot of time is passing until you're back to speed. So basically, when teams are aligned around those outcomes with this new layer, then they are still aligned even if you change the structures. They are empowered, coming back to speed way faster than if you stick to those changing hierarchy focus.
Yeah, I think if I compare that to all the conversations we're having around that with customers, and of course, when we talk about this like that, it always sounds so logical and easy in theory. And we all know it's like a long journey. And in so many ways, it is a change compared to how we used to do those things. But I think that the general direction, the general trend is very clear. All of those organizations out there that by now it feels like go through two or three reorganizations a year, realize we're sort of like focusing on some kind of structures that just make us slower and slower, and we have less and less time for the actual value creation if we do not focus on the actual value creation, the actual outcomes we need to achieve. So I think the general direction is very clear, and the key question for all of us that are part of this working world and this economy is, how can we get there? Yeah, what if we acknowledge that we come from a very different place? How do the first steps look like? How can I take my team there? I think this has change management aspects, and you really have to find those small first steps where you can show success early. So how do we get to better alignment, Isabel? Like, what would you suggest? Like, what are some important maybe prerequisites, some foundations you can set, and how can some first steps look like to make better alignment the way you've been describing that actually work and actually being implemented and adopted in your organization?
I'm so glad that you're asking this, because that's such an important topic to me. It's not only about processes, right? We are all humans that work together, and therefore it's also a thing about mentality. And I would suggest the first step is getting an understanding, where are we at right now? Understand the process, how it is right now, And in this process, an easy visualization of what a status quo is like quite useful. And once you gain this transparency, for example, as a program lead or someone that is managing this process, teams also need transparency. They need to understand what is the current process, what are we currently aligning around. So we spoke to them basically about it, and they said, like, the team leads and the program leads or managers, all of them said that alignment is way easier if you can do it visually. So visualize what is happening, ideally also why it is happening, to gain transparency in all levels. And once you have this transparency and understanding of what is happening, it's about learning. So once you have this visualization, you can start talking about frictions. So in here, an honest mirror is really helpful. I spoke to a program lead last week, and they said reporting around the process of aligning is quite helpful to spot the hotspots. Of course, you want to start with the biggest pain points first. So reporting around those is like really helpful. And yeah, since we talked about that all of this is quite time intense, technology is already there. You just need to use it. And also it's very important to enable your teams to use it. So ideally every single team can get this information and transparency yourself. So you don't have to run after them. And also like teams do want to do that. So for them, it feels super empowering and motivating. And that's maybe my last point of how do we get there. It's also to be about a leader in all of this process. And for me, that means also being patient with people. Change is always difficult. And yeah, you need to transport the vision around it, because alignment is always an effort. It will be never different, but it's worth it. And if you transport the vision clearly and create understanding between teams and units to help them understand why it's important, why it's helping them, that's already helping a lot. And also you should be confident about it. Listen to frustrations. There will be frustrations as always. And talk to your teams. And change is a process, so I can only highly recommend. Be confident about the change. Be visionary. Inspire others. And be passionate about what you're doing, because if you're passionate and convinced, others will be too, and they will follow the new flows more automatically in that case.
Thank you so much, Isabel. I think those are some great and very encouraging words, very motivating words. As with other challenges that we're talking about in this series, right? It's definitely always about leadership and communication, exactly as you said. And I think that's one of the most important things I'm taking away also from what you say here. Again, it's you don't have to think of it as a big binary switch, but it's a constant process. And in many ways, it definitely starts with acknowledging that how we used to think about alignment might not be the only way, and that there are better ways and that things need to change, but then also really communicate and sometimes, best case, over communicate on where does this lead us? How could a better future look like if alignment really goes well? And then last but not least, I also really liked what you said about transparency and the use of technology there. I think it already can set a lot of things in motion if you make it visible how alignment works today and where are the bottlenecks, what doesn't work. So analyzing the status quo and building up on that in very iterative steps, I really liked the way you described that. So we could talk and continue the conversation like forever. This is such a big topic, but we realized it's more consumable and it's more fun to listen to this podcast if we keep the episodes a little bit shorter. And I'm sure we'll have a follow-up on that, and we'll also add some more resources to this conversation. So if you look into the show notes, you will find some more links. You are, as always, very encouraged to join our community at community.workpath.com, where you will find others who are interested in those kind of topics, where you find peers and practitioners who work on that kind of future that Isabel was describing here. And yeah, this is, I think, also a great place to suggest topics, to suggest guests for our podcast. And if you want to be in touch with us, if you want to learn more, of course, we are also really excited if you want to join one of our upcoming events. If you follow us on LinkedIn or Twitter, there's a couple of webinars planned that actually will also address the topics around alignment. So that's it. Thanks again, Isabel. Thanks for being here with me today. And thanks to our listeners for spending that time with us. And then I hope to see you soon again.
Thanks for having me.